Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight I'm going to be a bit on the somber side, and so there may be some salt of the earth language that may come out of me tonight, because I've seen some shit today that I'm telling you has just got my head spun. I mean spun. I don't even know how God seriously tolerates this shit. I really don't. Someone sent me a Twitter. Child wrapped up in plastic. Just born. Wrapped up in this effing plastic. And then handed to the mother. Oh boy. I saw that. I 15 minutes. I'm just speaking in tongues. Strong verbal tongues. Canadian tongues. So I shared this. You know, this image, this link with some of the people that I talk to, because I'm on Zoom chat now, so everybody's going to Zoom chat. I was with me on Skype, and so the same core people are coming around again once they figure out where I'm at. So I sent it to a couple of them. One guy started speaking Canadian. He's in California. I thought, oh well. Then we had a conversation about the language skills, and he basically told me, well, that he learned some of the language, from some of the shows, I guess. this is the nature of the conversation. I'll read some of it to you, because he asked this question. He asked this question about, because there was another thing that we were looking at with the vax. And he wondered if there was a soul contract. So I wrote him back and said, okay, this is a Canadian interpretation, obviously. I said, well, I would think the contract means, Canadian interpretation, of course, if we inject you with this demonic program, and if it possesses you, and you die as a result of the soul harvest, and you agree to be possessed by this operating system, then you are agreeing to be possessed, terminated, and sent straight to the AI. Do you effing agree? Thank you for your cooperation. Then he says, you've obviously known me for a while. I said, sounds like an impression of me. I said, well, we all rub off on each other. After all, we are in an effing war. He said, true, I've become fluent in several angry languages. And I wrote back and says, angry? He said, that's the way we talk. Why would we be angry? Everything is lovey-dovey here. And he started laughing. So, I mean, some of these stuff that we're seeing, some of the frontliners, I call everybody, some of it is just hardcore evil. I mean, it's hard. It's such a heartbreaking thing to see. It really is. See that shit. I, God almighty, anyway, I can't look at it. I put the link up there. I had done two shows for today. I had gotten so much information. So I wasn't sure which way to go with the show. One was about AI, which is really important to show this as well, so that you get an understanding of who's running this planet or what's running this planet. And it's all demonic. It's all demonic to the core. And the more I'm seeing the sci-fi movies expressing the visual on the artificial intelligence, it is demonic to the absolute nth degree. And what's running these things, what's running these systems in the world today, we have somehow, and this is what we're doing. Not, I shouldn't say what we are doing. Let me rephrase it. This is what the people that are in charge, or people that are being manipulated, are surrendering our planet to a system like this, thinking that knowledge is everything. Knowledge will take you a long way. It won't take you everywhere, but it'll take you a long way. Because the more you know, the more you can do. And the more you understand what you know, and the more you can apply what you know, the more you can come up with all kinds of solutions. I can validate this just in my own personal line of work and what I do and what I research and whatever. And it'll take you a long way, but it doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all. The term, like I use all the time, with science. Science is nothing more but nothing more than the explanation of how God created, and the principles and the way things work in this life. That's all science is. It's nothing. It's not a religion. It's not some sort of authority. It's just an understanding of God's methods and the way He, how things work here. Unfortunately, the methods of God and the methods of the devil are at war here, and we appear to be in the middle of this war, and we have to make choices in which way we want to go. Do we want to go to the tree of knowledge, or do we want to go to a godly realm? That's what the bottom choice is. It's the same choice Adam and Eve had in the garden. The only difference is now we don't see it as a tree. We see it as an operating system, because that's what I think the tree was. Tree of knowledge appears to me to be some sort of high-end super quantum computer or something, and that's just a, how would you put it, a very, I guess, it's not a very articulate way of describing it. It's just a simple basic perspective or perception. And once they injected the program or took the operating system inside of them, it altered them completely. It separated them from God. And this is, and this is where we're at today. Same shit. Same freaking shit. You know, we are in the same thing by incorporating bad programming into us, which keeps us further separating us from being to our true godly nature. That's what I'm seeing anyway, and that's how I interpret that. Again, I'm not a religious man. I don't see things from a religious perspective. I don't see things from a church or churchology concept. I look at that just the way I see what's going on today. I can correlate what I see today to the garden on almost every level. Adam and Eve were in the garden. How many of us are always looking to go back up north or into nature? You know, we always talk about being one with nature. It's not about being one with nature. We are just being, we're going back to our basic roots. This is where we came from. Because we look at this machination that's running the system, the AI that's running the system, and it's not a pretty scenario. Nothing but hardwired bits and bytes, that's all it is. That's all it boils down to. Now we're going to call them qubits. Next thing we'll call them something else, you know. But in the end, we go back to trees, lakes, forests, streams, you know, camping. How many times have we gone camping when we were younger? You know, we used to all go camping, you know. Just to get out of the city, just to get into some scenario, and then when we are back into the hard reality of the machination of the AI network, we long to go back into the countryside. You know, so we are down in the dumps. I mean, it's to wrap up a child in plastic and then give it to mom. Here, mom. Give her your nipple. Oh, wait, she's got a plastic in front of her mouth. And then the baby's surrounded in plastic. This is what got me. I mean, see, how the F is this baby supposed to breathe? I mean, I remember growing up as a child, and, you know, our parents used to sometimes go to a cleaner's, you know, because you couldn't wash certain clothing in water because you'd cause shrinkage or damage to the material. So they would use a chemical solvent of some kind to remove the stains or whatever that was on that suit. And the suit would stink like shit for about 10 years. But they put this plastic over the suit. And so they used to always tell everybody, warn everybody not to let your kids play with that plastic, because if they got wrapped up in it, they could suffocate and die. Well, I'm watching this here in the hospital. I mean, are you kidding me? Now, this is what I don't understand about the medical association here. That mother is going to take that child home sooner or later. So you mean to tell me mom is going to have a plastic around that child all the time? Talk about brain damaged children that are going to come into this world, or mutated children. I mean, seriously, think about that. Mom, oh, here, when you take your child home, keep it wrapped up in plastic. It'll preserve it. So when it dies, we can harvest the adrenochrome. No worries. Glad we could have helped you. This is the stupidity here. And I'll tell you something. We have an abundance of stupidity. People are loaded with it. It's amazing today. Now, I understand, too, that what's going on some other level. I do get the fact that we are dealing with demonic influences and powers and principalities and powers and, you know, and we're dealing with, we're also dealing with frequencies that are constantly barraging us. And with me, I think it has an opposite effect. The more I get hit with this shit, the more pissed off I get, the more I want to just rip these things to pieces, you know. Buddy of mine was telling me about the book of Judah or something, and back then men had actual enhanced abilities. Now, whether they were genetically engineered or whether that's just what they had back then, I don't know. And I've had discussions with Brian. He also believes that at one time we had superpowers. I'm beginning to think the same thing now. Maybe at one time we did, and somehow this frickin' program that we got hooked up with has somehow shut them off. I don't know how, and I don't even know. Again, this is all speculation, but we do have gifts and abilities that we call gifts and abilities, but I'm just wondering if there was much more to us than we are aware of, you know, because like I said, this situation we're in today, oh man, oh man, oh man. And you know what gets me too? Stupid is the stupidity factor that's coming in. I shouldn't say coming in. Let me rephrase that. The stupidity factor that's embedded in people today, it's alarming. It is absolutely alarming. I today's been one of those Chuck Hugh Farley type days, I got to tell you, where I've seen shit today and I'm boggled. You know, I'm totally boggled sometimes. I look at it, See, this is where I look at stuff, and I don't think about it at the time, but later on when I can reflect, I'm doing the show, and I can reflect, and I'm seeing, boy, God has saved me, He has saved my sorry ass, I could be just as stupid as these dumb bastards, and here, He has protected me, or He has given me the gift of discernment where I'm not following this bullshit, and oh man, like I said, today my show is going to be sort of splatter-headed because again, I had too many shock treatments before the show. One person sent me this, I'm saying, oh, and then Canadian came out, and another one sent me this, and some more Canadian came out, and then I seen this thing, and the Canadian hasn't stopped coming out. It's like holy jumping. It like I said, things have. They're astounding to me. I don't know what it's going to take. I constantly, you know, trying to figure out what is it going to take to shake these people with a revelation. I mean, why? The whole effing thing is all about human sacrifice. I shouldn't say human. Man sacrifice. Men sacrificing their children. This is a form of sacrifice. Satanic sacrifice. It's unbelievable. And then people are telling me, oh, a buddy of mine sent me from up Toronto way. He was telling me he got a thing there, and I read it. And these people are all trying to coerce them to get this vaccine, or this injectable. Sorry, not vaccine, injectable. And, I mean, he sees through it. Him and his wife see through it. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And now, we can thank Israel. We can thank the government, the Zionists of Israel, for releasing this passport bullshit. Now, Europe is trying to ramrod this thing like lightning and thunder. I said, I had two shows going on today, one on AI, so you could see the AI, and all this came up out of nowhere, and I'm like, which one do I go with? But I figured this one may be more important because of the scenario that is happening right now that we all need to be aware of. They are going to fuck us out of our rights completely. The traveling concept that they are trying to promote here is so double-speeched. Anybody that passes this bullshit, basically what they're doing is they're taking a rope, they're tying it around your genitals, they're tying it around your throat, and they're tying it around your legs, and if you move any which way they decide, then they can pull that rope at any different point and cause excruciating pain. That's what they're doing here. They are now going to, and the bullshit, the way it's written, it's in here, you can see it. They have saying that you can travel if you got the, you get this or you get that, have proof of this, proof of that. But they can decide at any given time they can change that rule on whatever variant that may come along. Variants are going to be here forever with us. This shit that they are putting into people is going to create the pandemic that's going to make the Black Plague or the Bubonic Plague look like a walk in the park. It's unbelievable what this is going to do. Anybody that understands how the nature of biology works and genetics, it is incredible. There's a buddy of mine, same buddy up north, he sent me this video to watch. He basically, he captured certain parts and he broke down the code. It's called Utopia 2020. And in here it says what Hollywood is showing about this version of called Omnivax. Omnivax. Now think about this. Omnivax. Omni means multiple or many or variety, a different variety of vaccinations in one. And Moderna had 10 to the 50th power of pathologies inside their vaccine. It's all programmed. It's all programming. Okay, I shouldn't say vaccine injectable. I'm stuck like everybody else sometimes. I'm thinking I'm looking at a syringe and calling it. It's an injectable. They have an injectable program of 10 to the 50th power of programmable death. Or, as I was talking with the other fellow, a possession. You are going to be possessed by this operating system. You know, and if you can survive the possession process, and it doesn't extract your life from you, then you will never be the same again. Someone asked me today on my mail. I this is something that I can't understand either. I get boggled very easily. People are asking me, is there a weaker vaccine to take? Is there some other vaccine? And I'm thinking, why in the bloody are you taking, would take a vaccine in the first place? I don't get, you know, from the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, you know, up to the end of the year 2000, 2010, we have had a campaign to be anti-vaccination. The H1N1 was like the top of the crop when it came to the anti-vaccinations, reached the climax, and the anti-vaxxers had won that battle pretty well, hands down. Because H1N1 was not even tested either. Came from a pig, according to what the status was at that. Sort of the same bullshit like they did with this Wuhan crap. Well, it came from some fish. Well, it came from America. It went through Canada and wound up in China. Oh, it came from bats. Oh, it came from bat shit. You know, I mean, seriously. They can't even keep the lie correct. And look at Fauci, this little F-tard. What an F-tard. Oh, by next year we'll have vaccinations for 6 months old, and I'll bet dime to a dollar people will be lining up to sacrifice their children to be possessed by some demonic program. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing. Like I said, tonight's one of those. I'm splattered all over the place. Like I said, I've gotten so many different things hit me in so many different ways, and it's like, oh. Sometimes, you know, you see something and you think, well, I've seen that before, that ain't so bad. Then you see something else and say, oh, geez, this is getting worse. And then you see something else and now you're in shock. You're in shock. See, one of the reasons why I have the reaction I had two kids. And I got to see both of them being born. So, and I never took classes. I'm the one of these, in my time, ex-wife, we got together, you know, we did the whole knocking these bump bellies and exchange DNA and formed a child. So now we're going to the hospital, and so here we are, and they clean her up below, and now we're seeing the head of the child right there. They have me all in pajamas. I got this thing that's, you know, got my backside bare, whatever. I mean, well, my backside wasn't bare. I had my underwear on, but they got you in pajamas. They got you in these things here that you put on your shoes. You got a thing over your head, and you got a mask on. I didn't know about the mask back then, but anyway. So I'm standing there, I'm watching the whole show. Because see, what happened was my ex was going to go au naturel. Okay, I said, okay, it's fine. If you want to go au naturel, go au naturel. Hey, it's your body. You can, if you can handle it, go for it. So we get to the hospital, and we're going au naturel. And then the first contraction hit. She went into a, she lost her wind kind of thing. I said, are you okay? And the one thing, if you men ever decide to go with your women to the birthing chamber, don't let them hold your hand. That's a mistake. That is really you'll see this frail woman, or this what appears to be a frail woman, will grab your hand, and when that contraction hits, she will crush your hand to dust. I mean, you'll be feeling the stress of your bones trying to hold and maintain their integrity. I mean, it's like, holy geez, where does strength come from? You know, how come you're not that strong when it comes to work? But anyway, and I'm telling you, they talk about, I'm like, holy jump. I'm like, geez. So, you know, and you got, and you know, the male thing back then, because I was a lot younger, so you had to put on that, you know, she wasn't really doing much. But, oh, man, when that contraction let go, I was so glad, because I didn't think my hand could take much more. You know, but so don't do that, because that'll really, you know, cause you some, you'll feel that for a couple of days, mind you, as well. So, but anyhow, so I saw my son born. You know, I'm standing there, you know, with the doctor, because the nurse was saying I shouldn't stand where I was standing. I said, well, and she said, germs. I looked at this nurse. I said, germs? Are you kidding? I did this. That kid has got my immune system. There, you're the foreigner. You need the one to get out of here. So then the doctor, he's down there, right? He's like Johnny Bench. Now, he's got his arm elbow deep inside, and he's adjusting the baby here and there and checking to see everything's okay. And I'm looking at this guy. I said, look, you got to ask me this question here. I'm standing here, and the nurses tell me I can't be here because of germs. And here you are. You got your arm elbow deep in there shifting gears. I said, explain how that works. So he started laughing. And so, you know, I... He says, well, you're right, you're correct. You know, the baby isn't going to be affected by you. He says, and me, I have to wash and scrub and have to shave everything off, blah, blah, blah. And this is the only way we can do things. So, yeah, but you were correct, you could, nothing's going to happen. I said, well, I knew that much. Anyway, and this is before I was into all this herbal stuff. But anyhow, so now my ex is giving birth and she's pushing and whatever. And so all of a sudden she says, he says, push, she does. My son jumps out. He was anxious to get here. Just shot out. The doctor almost missed him, caught him. And I'm looking at this kid, and this kid's got this stuff all over him. I'm thinking, what is wrong with him? Because, again, I didn't have any courses. So I'm looking at him. I'm thinking, what is wrong? So then I said, oh, yeah, he's got this lubricant. Because babies have to have lubricant around them because they're obviously in water, right? So that wasn't so bad. So I learned, you know, that was my experience with my son. And my daughter comes along, right? So, you know, again, we went through that whole process of exchanging DNA. And so my daughter comes along. So we're in the hospital, and same thing, we're, you know, I'm standing there, and they're cleaning her up and, you know, making sure everything's, the runway's clear kind of thing. And so comes along, comes to the thing to push and whatever, and so my daughter gets stuck. See, my son was like 8 pounds, 1 ounce, and my daughter was like about 8 pounds, 5 ounces, so they were big for my ex. So anyhow, and they told me she got stuck. Looking back now, I'm thinking my daughter didn't get stuck. She saw what was out here. She was trying to get back inside. That's what I'm thinking. I'm sticking to that story. But anyway, so they get these metal spoons, and they're like, I'm like, what did it? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I didn't see this in the first program. What is this? Where did this come from? So they're pulling and whatever. And so then this doctor grabs my daughter's head and starts pulling on her head. I'm looking at this guy. I'm thinking, he's about ready to go out. We're up 8 stories high. He's about ready to take a trip out that window. That's where I was going after him. And the nurse says, where do you go? I said, I'm going to make sure this guy doesn't hurt my little girl. Because if he does, he's going out that window. He says, one way or another, he'll think he's Superman for a minute. Anyhow, because if he had a broken neck, his would have been gone too. I guarantee you, at that point in time, I had a little different mindset. So anyhow, she came out, finally. And she was okay. She was traumatized a little bit, but I got to hold her, right? So she held her. She bonded with me, that kind of thing. And she calmed down. But, I mean, but this has been my... See, and I didn't have plastic. I didn't have to put any plastic on my son or my daughter. I got them, I'm holding them. You know, they wiped them down clean, you know, and they wrapped them on the blanket. I'm holding my son, I'm holding my daughter. You know, no effing plastic. I don't understand how in bloody hell you would do that. I just don't get the perspective. Oh, you're worried about corona. Really, that child's immune system is rock solid, you know, at that point. Nothing's going to hurt that child. And the moment they put that child on the mother's breast, and she starts or he starts suckling on that breast, mom's immune system is transferred into that child, and it kicks off that child's immune system. And that child's immune system has got the immune system of mom and dad. Supercharged. So I can't figure this out with what they're doing. Like I said, I saw that shit, and it made me speak a lot of Canadian tongues. That's what it made me do. But anyway, don't be effing stupid here. You know, when a child is born, it needs to bond with mom and dad, both mom and dad, not just mom. Mom is going to bond with it. I mean, mom's just on the breast, you know, sucking milk, whatever, saying, hey, mom, I want some strawberry. I want a strawberry tomorrow. You know, okay, we'll see what we can do. You know, they bond, you know, that way. You know, as dads bond a different way, you know, but they need to make that contact. That's very important. So, again, you know, don't let anybody bullshit you with this bullshit that they're doing. The whole thing here about rights, see, and this is what I mean. When they do this with a child, they're isolating their right to be with their parents. See, their rights are gone. You've isolated them now, and you've taken away that moment they need to connect with mom and dad. Now they're connected with some freaking plastic. Can you believe this? Anyway, the video on the Omnivax, you should watch it. He did a good job in cutting it in segments, so anybody with a half a brain cell can understand what they're showing here. And it really pertains to today's times and what we're seeing. Okay, and it's a complete depiction of what would happen if Silly Billy got caught or Fauci got caught by a handful of people that had a different opinion about his perspective and or had suffered because of his perspective. You know, I think these guys have to have a bodyguard 24/7 around them, because I think anywhere they go, I think somebody, it has surprised me to this point that nobody has actually confiscated these people. You know, just my thinking. I mean, if they can get to the president of Tanzania, they can sure as hell get to these guys. It's not that, like, it would be that difficult, right? So, but anyway, I'm looking at that movie, and you hear the dialogue here. Basically, it's a eugenist dialogue. To the core. And he gets into the whole spectrum of the vaccine that this guy created, this multivariant vaccine that this guy created, or multivariant weapon that this guy had created, because that's what it is, a multivariant weapon. Just like the Moderna is a weapon. It's like Pfizer is a weapon. Johnson & Johnson is a weapon, you know. I think I'm missing. AstraZeneca is a super weapon. Between the Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca, I think those two have killed the most. Maybe the Moderna as well. Pfizer is not any better or any easier, so please don't send me an email. Was the Pfizer vaccine better than the other? No, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. It's an injectable weapon. You know, if you can't... get that perspective, then perhaps you should read what's in this shit. It's a weapon. And seeing what's going on and seeing that video, you can see that we are that the weapon of mass destruction is going to be the government. Government is the weapon of mass destruction. We got a bunch of the dumbest leaders on the planet. They only got up in their position because they either screwed their way up to the top, or they kissed somebody's ass up the way to the top, or they took a lot of bribes and committed a lot of atrocities to get to the top. That's the way it works. That's the weapon of mass destruction. Nobody would, in their right mind, in a godly mind, let me put it this way, with a godly mind, would have done, is doing what is going on today. Nobody. According to this segmented part of this. You'll see in there where the guy says that this scientist that created this this weapon, this Omnivax weapon, this multivariant weapon, was used and genetics, because they had to make the condition genetic. Well, lo and behold, what do these vaccines do? What do these injectables do? What do these weapons do? They alter your DNA. They wipe out all memory of your immune system, period. Now all your immune system knows how to do is fight this corona or the COVID or whatever the hell you want to call it. If you get a cold, if a common cold hits you, you'll drop. If you get a flu, you'll drop. If you get measles, you'll drop. If you get any kind of transfection from somebody else, you'll drop. Transfection. Transferring of infections. Wow. You'll drop. It's a weapon. So he said they use the genetics to connect to the genes of people. And they were going to stop people from reproducing for three generations. So it's for three generations, the world would become sterile. That was their idea. But see, again, you got to remember, that's Hollywood. And you can see that this is an assault on the genetic code of people. So, and it's also an assault on the planet. Now, what happens is with this, in the real world, when you take the segments of these parts, what was the first line of assault being done? It was on the weakest of the weak, the elderly. Why did they go after the elderly? Because the elderly are already collecting the fruits of their labor after 50 or 60 years of doing service to companies that are completely, ungrateful for their service. So as a result, they figure if they eliminate them, this is a cost-saving measure. They save money. All these RSPs, RRSPs, the RESPs, the IRAs in the States, and all these other insurance retirement plans, this is a lot of money that they got to dole out at this time, because a lot more people are coming into the realm of retiring, and a lot more are coming into the realm of getting older. So what's happening now is there's going to be a targeting on anybody who is collecting any kind of disability, social insurance, social security, any kind of retirement, a pension plan, any kind of RESP or RRSP or RRSP, IRAs, you're a target. You're going to be a target. The pressure is going to be on you to do the honorable thing like they do in Japan. Once you serve the corporation and you have outlived your usefulness, now it's the honorable thing to do is to take your life. Take your life. But we don't have that in our culture. That is not part of our cultural thinking. Okay, we're not programmed that way. So they are. You know, unfortunately, the Japanese have had that part of them. I mean, like I said, the suicide rates in Japan are like one of the highest in the world because of the demands on these people, which is also very ungodly. And every time you see Japan, all you see is the veneer of Japan. You don't see the dark side of it. And that is here as well. Someone sent me a video yesterday of New York City. New York looks like a dead zone. War zone. It's a run-down, old, dirty, dingy city, but I mean, it looked even more rough, and nobody hardly was outside except the riffraff. And excuse me, they had no victims to riffraff with. So excuse me. These are the things we have to, like I said, consider and what's going on today. And how we're dealing with what's going on today. See, we're going to need to see what's really going on with technocracies. We really need to pay attention to the AI, artificial intelligence integrating our societies and their systems into its core. And first things first, though, you got to wipe out people. Natives are being killed as well in Canada as well as in the United States. The Native population is being harvested or killed or, again, violated with the weapon of choice. And a lot of the Natives today, unfortunately, are capitulating to this insanity of accepting a weapon being injected into their bodies. And what will wind up happening is a lot of these Natives will be wiped out in these reservations. And nobody's going to think twice about asking any questions. Why? They got hit with corona. They got hit with COVID. And when you watch what's really going on and you really pay attention, they have everybody, they have the people that are conditioned and trained now to be docile, domesticated sheep. And when it comes time for them to go into the chambers to be cleaned up and gassed and removing any kind of pathology, they'll gladly walk in believing and accepting that the government is going to look out for them. And when they get into those chambers, they will be wiped out, eliminated, done. Organs will be harvested, glands will be extracted, adrenochrome will be in a very high production. We're going to see things like this and expect it. Expect it. People being harvested today, men and women being harvested today, is not uncommon. Wars are being fought today, are being fought to harvest people. And this, for some of you, may be a very hard reality. But when you see wars going on in the Middle East, which I think is such bullshit, and you got Muslims killing Muslims in the name of Allah, we're going to kill you in the name of Allah, we're going to kill you. Okay, and they wipe each other out. The women now are left vulnerable, totally vulnerable. And they are targeted for harvesting. So are the children that are left behind. The men are being harvested. They collect the bodies and take parts of them as well. And they're being processed in Turkey or in China or wherever else they're processing them. This is a reality. This is a real reality. If someone said, well, it's the Muslims. Let them die. Pfft. You're next. See, whatever they've done to the natives, whatever they're doing in the Middle East, whatever they're doing in Central America, whatever they're doing in different parts of the world, stimulating these wars, agitating countries to go at war with each other, this is a harvesting. Understand, this is a harvesting. Okay, and the reason why they're probably coming up with this methodology, because now you don't have to have a country go wage war. You can kill your own kind. Canadian government will kill Canadians. American government will kill Americans. The Mexican government will kill Mexicans. The Central American governments will kill their own people in Central America. The Caribbean will kill their own people in the Caribbean. And you know what? It ain't going to matter what color you are. It ain't going to matter what you believe. It ain't going to matter what God you pray to. It ain't going to matter what universal conscious bullshit you believe in. It ain't going to matter. None of it's going to matter. You are on the chopping block. If they will take a child and wrap it up in plastic to keep it from bonding with its mom, I mean, how does the mom go to breastfeed it? Oh, hold on, let me peel off the plastic, stick my breast inside the child, and then how are you going to burp it? Because you know, as soon as you go to burp, the child is going to have shit all in the plastic. Like I said, you know, now we got this thing in Israel, going back to that again, that passport bullshit. And now the Europeans are now ramming that through really hard, you know. And you know, there was an Irish lawyer that came out and speaking against it. And like I said, you really got to pay attention to this. Those of us who are awake, those of you who are truthers, those of you who are seeing what's really going on, and you got way past the religiosity, you got way past this universal conscious bullshit, you got way past whatever going on, you got past the MK Ultra game, and you're getting through it more and more, pay really close attention to this and put it together, because you will see that they are escalating this in a way we can't even begin to imagine. And when this shit comes to Canada, we already got legislation in Canada. I don't know if you're aware of this, most of you in Canada, this is for Canadians. In Canada, old Canada, you're not going to be able to travel anymore if this goes on. They are trying to suppress traveling between provinces, any interprovincial traveling. They want to eliminate in our own country. Like I said, I don't know what it's going to take for us. I'm not sure why we're not even bringing the Nuremberg code here and presenting this against the government of Canada. But this is the problem with the legal system here too. We are the second most corrupt government in the world. Number two. Don't believe any other bullshit they told you. We are number two. India beats us, and Venezuela is right behind us. We are number two. And our politicians and our system is subjected to, like, equivalent to a whorehouse. I'm just going to call it the way it is. Some of you may not like the analogy, but too bad, so sad. It's like a whorehouse. If you pay, you get to play. That's how it works. And Bill Gates will line the pockets of these judges. Bill Gates will line the pockets, and whoever else will line the pockets of our politicians. They've already done that. They've already done that in Toronto. Ford and all the mayors of the city in the greater Toronto area. They have all been bought and paid for by Bill Gates. That's why this bullshit is still continuing. You know, and when you hear a guy like Ford, and again, this guy's not wrapped too tight. He ain't too smart, you know. But when he says, well, if you think a premier is not going to listen to his health minister, he says, well, they're already done. They are already done. What kind of language is that? What kind of language is that? They're already done. See, we are not in any position on any level here that we are winning. We need to get into a winning position, and we need to put real pressure on the system. But this is pretty hard to do when we're fighting a battle on two fronts. We're fighting a battle on the people that are going off the cliff and believing in this nonsense, and then dealing with a government that's gone completely rogue. Now, when you watch this thing with the Putin movie, going back to that again, you'll see that he says that that the world, they said they were going to use this program to, again, inject this program into them. He says, the guy says the world, and another guy says they will be begging, you know, demanding to have this this weapon injected into them. This is like I said, and this thing about not traveling, just don't you feel like a fish in a barrel ready to be, you know, pegged off? Can't go nowhere. You're stuck in a barrel. You can't swim anywhere else. You can't go into the streams or the oceans to get away. This is what they're doing here. They're trying to cut us off from each other. And after they start doing that shit, the next thing is going to be limited internet like they do in China. You know, that Baidu shit that they got over there. You know, it's all censored. They can't do nothing. They can't really say anything. They don't get the full spectrum of what's going on the outside world. I was talking to somebody there I was dealing with for a couple of years, and I said something to her, and she had no clue what I was talking about. I said, you don't get this on the internet? She said, no. I said, well, you need to really go look this up. You know, she said she told me in a very roundabout way that she couldn't do certain things because it could cost her her job, you know, whatever. And this is where we're heading. If you don't kiss the government's ass, you don't get anything, you know. So I'm really going to be really encouraging all of you to pay attention and be prepared. Be prepared to move. Be prepared to leave if you can. And if you can't leave, then be prepared to hunker down, because it's going to be a bitch. It's going to be a bitch. You know, it's just, that's how it rolls. That's the way it rolls, and that's the way it is. You know, we need to be more. We need to be more. Not aggressive, but we need to be more forward in what's going on. You know, it's amazing the battles we have to fight today in order to acquiesce to certain things. But you know what? I'm seeing more and more in my own dealings with things, how I can see in bits and bytes they're taking away our privileges. Eventually, we're not going to go shopping. We're going to go shopping today because we have nothing better to do. We're going to go to Costco. Why are we going to Costco? Because we're tired of staying indoors. But if we go to Costco, we got to put on our little facial attire. What kind of face mask am I going to wear today? Nylon mesh, transparent, holy, you know, that kind of thing. So now you're going to Costco, not because you need anything, because you got nowhere else to go. You can't go bowling. You can't go to a movie house. They have taken your privileges completely away. And if you can't have something like that, something as simple as that, something basic as that, you know, well, that should be indicating that your rights are gone. Chinese are still going to a soccer game. Chinese are not wearing no mask. China is laughing at the world. China is laughing at the world. I've seen Chinese people in an auditorium holding 15,000 people, and they're playing techno music. And the gal's got, she's up there, and she's all sweaty, and she's playing the records, and she's making all this techno shit and whatever, and they're all down there dancing, and they're standing in the stadium, and they're all hoo-ah, and all that crap. And none of them have a mask on. Yet here in Canada, do you really believe that they actually have conquered the virus? I got news for you. If this was really a pandemic and not a staged event, most of China's population would be down into the dust. They wouldn't be at 1.3 billion. They may be lucky if they would be at maybe 300 million. Maybe. Because they are so compacted over there. A real pandemic would have wiped that country, would have brought that country down to its knees. They never identified it according to all the scientists. They never isolated the actual a virus, if there is one. Never isolated it. So what is that saying? I've said this before. If Canada and America had actually got hit with a pandemic, 90% of the population in both countries would have been done. Poof. Gone. Since we don't know what it is, since it's never been isolated, there would be no vaccine for it because we wouldn't know what it is. This is why I'm saying, what are they putting inside of people? We do not know what this is according to the scientists. There is nothing there to isolate it. And a couple of scientists that have looked at it without that PCR bullshit have stated that all it was the flu. So this is why we're still standing. But now with the variants that may come from this weapon that they're bringing in, and if it is a sterility program, and if your genetic code cannot handle the rewriting of your DNA, you're going to drop, period. So the elderly people are not going to be doing any more exchanging DNA. Well, they may exchange DNA, but they're not going to make any more babies. Young people, well, the ones that still know what their genitalia does, you know, those the males that know what that does and the females that know what that does, but the rest... Well, they're already messed up anyway, so they've already eliminated a part of that population as far as birth control goes because they are all wrapped up in the wrong dynamic of reproduction. You know, oh, baby, oh, you're a girl, so am I. Oh, you're a guy, so am I. See, they screwed all that up. That was an experiment. That was all experimental. That was all genetic engineering. But people never got that. What they got was what the media was saying and how we should be all feeling sorry for these people and blah, blah, blah. But they never really pointed out that these people were purposely violated that way so that it would stop or curtail the population growth. And that has damaged them for life. Like I said, when we're looking at the big picture here, again, it's all about DNA. It's all about weaponizing the DNA, and that's what they're doing. You know, it's all about destroying any contact with each other. That's what they're doing. I got a thing from Romania. It's translated in English about a priest over there, and he was talking about the immorality of the vaccines. I'm not Catholic, you know, and I'm not Protestant. I'm basically non-denominational. I don't believe in any of the traditional religions whatsoever, and on any level. It doesn't matter what side of the line you're on. So I was reading this, you know, and I don't normally read stuff from the Catholic Church. I figured Catholic stuff is for Catholic people, but I decided to read this, and I was, and this priest is on the ball. You know, if you're a Catholic, you may want to read this before you do something stupid. That's why I put it up there, because I know there's a lot of Catholic people that do listen to my programs, and you know, and I'm not knocking anybody who's Catholic. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're Catholic because that's what you want, but. You know, I always tell people Jesus is the way to go, but, you know, whatever. If you're in that realm, you may want to read this, because this is from your end of the line there, you know. Your Pope is saying that if you don't get the vaccine, you can't go to heaven. What's that saying about your Pope? You know, so you may want to read this. This is from a priest. And I was really impressed with how he tied the aborted material and blah, blah, blah. You know, and saying the same thing I've said to Catholics in the past, you know, if you're anti-abortion, how can you take any kind of injectable inside of you if they're using the aborted baby genetics? You know, how do you get around that? You know, you can't. It's just like a Muslim. You tell a Muslim or a Hebrew that they don't eat pig, they don't eat pork, and yet they've got pig blood or pig genes or pig DNA in the vaccines. How do you get around that? You know, and then how you tell a Hindu, well, you know, there's cow parts or cow material in these vaccines. How do you get around that? You know, I mean, if you really believe in what you say you believe in, and whatever that may be, on whatever spectrum of the light you're on in that, or spectrum of the lines or whatever, well, how do you get around that? You know, how do you get around that? I don't. Well, God will forgive me. Really? Maybe He will. You know, I'm not saying, you know, His love is pretty broad. But He does have a point where sometimes He will whip your ass for doing something stupid. I mean, I can speak firsthand on that one. But when you're looking at these principles that I just mentioned, and you are any of these faiths or these ideologies, then how do you get around that if it says in your books or whatever that you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, and yet the vaccines have these things in them, these weapons have these things in them, these injectables have these things in them? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. You know. The traveling thing, and again, in Canada, for those of you coming to Canada, talked about a little bit loud in the last show. There's arrive can to enter Canada. Now, this is all about data mining, data tracking. You guys understand that we are in an AI world. We are in a digitized world. We are in a virtual insanity. Not a reality. Virtual insanity. Everything in this insane realm is inverted, everything. So when you go through this inversion, you'll see that black is white, white is black, red is green, green is red, up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left, everything's inverted. It's like we stepped into the twilight zone, or we stepped into the outer limits, or we stepped into the fringe. I mean, we stepped into some dimensional insanity here. Or we stepped into a stage that's been being prepared for us by this virtual insanity, by the artificial intelligence that's assimilating reality all around us. So when we're looking at what's going on, again, pay attention. Pay attention to this whole thing there. This is about you surrendering your rights, or surrendering to the status quo, surrendering to this agenda. This is what it all boils down to, you know. And it'll boil down to eventually. Well, in everything that there's a beginning and there's an end to everything in this life, beginning and an end. And once you grasp that concept, there's a beginning and an end, and what's in between is our evolution to get to the end. Okay, how you get to the end is going to be entirely up to you, based on choices and decisions you make. But in the end, We all die. In the end, we all stand before our Maker. In the end, there is an end. Okay? So, how you end up in the end is your call. But once you, again, you grasp that, then everything else seems pale by comparison. Everything. Everything seems pale by comparison. What's going on is a determining factor in your choice of what you're going to do. Are you going to be part of that tree of knowledge, which leads to death? It's like I said, beginning and the end. Or are you going to, again, connect to God and live forever in a godly way? That's the choice. That's what it boils down to. It all boils down to that, you know. So anyway, some of you may disagree, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. You can disagree if you like. That's an expression of thought that I'm telling you based on what I know. I don't know a lot, but what I do know seems to fit the occasion these days. Alrighty, I think I've overtalked. Yeah, oh, just about. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to just call it a day there. I will continue this frame of thought with artificial intelligence and what's going on, provided we don't have another shockwave hit me and throw me into a tizzy there. But anyway, at the end of these shows, I'm always telling you about reading the Gospels, and I'm always directing everybody to go read the Gospels. I'm not going to try to influence you one way or another in what the Gospel is saying to you. Back in the day, we used to talk about having a one-on-one, a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior. And in that personal relationship with your Lord and Savior, you have to be true to Him, and because He's the one that died for you. I didn't die for you, He did. So it's not about being true to me, it's about being true to God and what God puts inside of you and how, and that can be substantiated. Just because you say you feel something is not what you need to go by. You have to be able to substantiate it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what it says. Faith is the substance, so it has to be substantiated. So read the Gospels. Read them. Ask Christ what He's saying. If you don't understand, ask Him. You know, pray. Have a talk with Him. He's still alive. He came back from the dead. That's what Christians believe, that He died and came back from the dead 3 days later. Well, you know, pray to Him. Talk to Him. Read the Gospels. Understand Him. Get to know Christ. You know, read the epistles or the letters. Read the revelations. Read and understand where we're at today. Get that understanding. Get grounded in that part alone. Alrighty, I'm always telling you about people that are active, trying to be supportive, trying to get people to wake up, trying to get people fortified, edified, you know, maybe even sanctified, if you're looking at it that way too. So anyway, go on the site, check out these links, check out the people. You got all kinds. You got Liberty Channel, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Deanna Spangala, you got Fiona, you got Yanni, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Brian, and you got myself, you know. Any of these guys, any of these gals that are doing something and you're benefiting from them, you know, help them out any way you can. Because you got to remember, sooner or later, you may not be able to get to these guys and they may not be able to get to you. I'm also going to encourage you, if you haven't done it already, just to remind you, you may want to start downloading the information off the page, downloading the YouTubes I've done, downloading the BitChutes I've done. If you're looking at Brian's stuff, you may want to start downloading his stuff as well, so that you will always have on hand information about nano and techniques and things that may help you, anything that has to do with health. Because sooner or later, he has problems sometimes getting stuff up, because he puts stuff up and gets taken down, you know. So I've had certain things disappear as well. I can't even get on Skype. They've locked me out. So, again, do what you can, get prepared, start prepping. If you haven't already, continue to prep. Time has run out. It's not running out. It has run out. We are no longer have any time. So whatever you can do to further your preparation one way or another, for if it's an exodus or a hunkering down, do so. That's the best thing I can tell you. Anyway, read these links, share them with everybody. Hopefully they you can use them to help you out. I will continue the thought in the next show. Again, I had two shows up for today because I was doing some things, and I started doing one page and I started doing another page. I was like, geez, I got two shows for today. Which one am I going to go with? But I decided to go with the one I did because of the nature of the predicament of our lives in this world today. All right, I'll let you go. Remember, we are still here by the grace of God. Always remember that. We're only here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.